We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So here's this story I was telling you about at the beginning of the show today.
I think I have literally 11 words that are going to summarize these 11 topics.
Which is?
He is a great role model and leader for young players. 11 words. That's UD's whole job.
Okay. Well, listen to – okay. That's fair.
That's his whole job.
That's fair. But that doesn't mean that he shouldn't be on the Heat for his 19th season next season.
On the roster? Like, give him an upstairs job.
But what's the difference?
Because y'all diminish this 15th roster spot.
Because no one plays in the 15th spot.
I just think it could be a young guy, developmental guy, some big-ass dude to clog the paint. Deadman could have been the 15th guy. We could have added a guard.
But it just doesn't work that way. You can go down the roster of any NBA team and tell me how many minutes the 15th guy gets. And it's always going to be Udonis's minutes. I mean, you know, again, I'm exaggerating.
His minutes were
three.
Yeah, two and some change.
I'm exaggerating a little bit. But here's what Ryan Youssefi writes in the Miami New Times. You can go to miaminewtimes.com if you want to read it. He says, it's June, so you know what that means. It's time to do if you're Udonis Haslam. Absolutely never retire from the NBA. Never. Not once. Every season since 2003, Udonis Haslam has ended the year as a member of the Miami Heat. From entering the league in Dwayne Wade's rookie season to now playing with teammate Precious Achiuwa, who was 4 years old when UD got started, Haslam has experienced every kind of season in a Heat uniform and decided to return the next season for another go at it. Unbelievably, he'll have to make that same choice in 2021. And Ryan Youssefi writes, there really should be no choice, though. Haslam should return next season for his would-be 19th in the league. And then he writes, UD, if you're reading this, we hope our reasoning can sway you. And I would say, UD, if you're listening to this, and we know that he does listen to the show.
Yeah.
We've had him on. He's acknowledged that. UD, if you're listening to this, listen to what Ryan Youssefi wrote, because I endorse this 100%. And Solana, before I start reading it, would you like to see Udonis Haslam come back for his 19th season?
He's the captain. He's OG. He's number 40. If he wants to be back, I'm all for it.
All right. I love reason number one. What is that noise? Is that your computer?
These have music on them?
Yeah, they have sound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I noticed that. They have sound on these computers. I'm like, what the heck is that?
Oh, the damn Donovan Mitchell.
Good work, Crowder.
I love reason number one from Ryan Youssefi. It would make so many people mad online.
Okay.
Now, hey, I'm the guy who put boneless on best wing flavor, best wing flavors, and I do it specifically for that reason.
Yes.
So I'm down with that. And he writes, for whatever reason, the fact that Udonis Haslam still plays professional basketball angers many, even some Heat fans. Why? Who knows? But it's hilarious how much it bothers so many people who don't understand UD's value to the organization. If for no other reason, UD should come back for another season so his haters can get mad hurt, and it's a great running bit. As is boneless. That's a great running bit. That's a good reason to come back. You with me on that one?
If y'all don't understand why people get mad, because he played one game, started zero games, had 4 points, One rebound.
Okay, and I would submit to you that his one game and his few minutes were some of the most memorable minutes of the entire season. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not a fan of Dwight Howard, right. So I'm right.
Dwight Howard got mushed
you.
In the face.
Yes, but I.
Here's reason number two. Season 19 would move Haslam into the record books. UD is currently tied for 21st place on the all-time list of most seasons played in NBA history. He's only a couple behind the leader, Vince Carter, which makes it possible that Haslam might just stick around as a player coach to get that record. UD would have to outlast a guy he's tied with, a guy named LeBron James. But crazier things have happened, as we've seen. UD completing a season consists of 2 minutes of action. He can pull that off till he's 80 years old. Run it back, UD. 4 more seasons even. Get that record.
I can respect that one.
Right?
Yes.
There's
yes.
a record in reach. Playing 2 minutes a season. You can do it, brother.
You're that close. You've been 18. You're that close. I'm with that
okay,
one.
Okay. Now you've heard two good reasons so far. Ryan Youssefi, reason number three. Mm-hmm. I love this one. Miami will forever need the threat of unleashing UD.
You know what?
Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not what you do. It's the threat of what you could do. For years, the Miami Heat has had UD lurking on the sidelines, stalking his prey like a pit bull on a porch. Mess around, find out what happens when they unleash him. This past season, we just talked about it. Dwight Howard found out what happens when UD enters the game. Others took notice. This option would be available moving forward as not just an empty threat, but a promise.
Does he bite? He got teeth.
You know?
You know what? Okay, Youssefi. He's rolling.
Reason number four. He's the LeBron James of teammates. LeBron James, best to do it, maybe second best to do it. UD as a teammate. Ryan writes, imagine telling a Heat fan back in 2003 that in 2021, Udonis Haslam would finish third in Teammate of the Year voting. They would have laughed you off their Twitter timeline if Twitter had existed back then. If a team needs the last guy on its bench to play a pivotal part of the season, that team's in trouble. But every team in the league can use a Hall of Fame caliber teammate, and that's what Udonis is.
And don't think about Precious, because Precious didn't do much. Think about Bam. And Bam's praised the hell out of UD for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Would Bam be what Bam was? We can't answer that question, but would Bam be what Bam is if UD wasn't there from his rookie season?
Here's the next one. He's the most iconic Miami athlete who's still active. There isn't a player on any of South Florida sports teams who's more of a household name than Udonis Haslam. People young and old know and respect the name. He's a Miami sports icon. Those don't grow on trees, and they aren't groomed overnight. When a sports icon passes through town, you let him leave when he's damn well ready to leave. Many fans wanted to kick Dwayne Wade out the door at times. Lots of Dolphins fans were happy to see Dan Marino retire. Udonis Haslam is the last of that breed. I agree with that.
Can't argue that. I might be number two.
The Heat needs him to help mold one more young star. You mentioned Bam and Precious. Ryan Youssefi writes, Precious Achiuwa didn't exactly have the greatest rookie season. To be fair, it wasn't that great because he never played. The biggest reason he never played, when he did play, he was stinky. UD can help with that. He has before for a long list of eventually useful Heat players. The Heat needs UD to take one more player under his wing this summer. The team doesn't have a first-round pick, so a good Precious Achiuwa in 2022 is a key to its success.
Oh, man, y'all are swinging
me. You can't deny one of these reasons so far.
I sure can't. And you, there's 11?
Here's another.
I thought there wasn't a chance to get 11.
His salary isn't a factor. Miami needs every dollar it can to fit in another star player this summer or in the future. UD helps with that. Most fans don't know that the NBA put a rule in place a few years ago to discourage teams from dropping more expensive veterans for younger players. The league helps teams pay for a portion of a minimum salary player's cost if he has 3+ years of experience, so long as it's a 1-year contract. UD takes up a roster spot that pays for itself in salary cap jujitsu, is what Ryan Youssefi calls it. How about?
He's almost like a practice squad guy.
How about this one? UD is a walking, talking book of basketball knowledge. UD has seen it all, and it's available to his teammates at any given time. Hearing from a coach how to stay focused in a tough situation just doesn't land the same way it does coming out of a teammate's mouth. When UD speaks, teammates listen because he's been there, done that, and drunk champagne in the locker room afterward.
And they fear him.
And they fear him.
Yeah.
And this goes into the next point, Ryan Youssefi writes. Someone needs to be a little insane in the sideline huddles. If Eric Spoelstra throws a chair in a huddle during a timeout, people ask if he's an insane person who's no longer fit to coach. When UD does it, it's amazing. It's seen as needed. It just plays differently. Players know to straighten up. Coaches can't pull this move. It'll be all over ESPN and not in a positive way. Now, you know I'm down with this next one.
That's true, though.
Right?
That go crazy thing.
He can do stuff that Spoelstra or any coach can't do.
And you saw when he threw that chair, everybody looked at the ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't work, but.
No.
But they looked at the ground. I love this next point. Wade is in Utah, so we need all the UD we can get. Miami, Ryan Youssefi writes, trust me, you are not ready for this breakup. Dwayne Wade is now a part owner of the Utah Jazz. He's out here celebrating their games. He's gone. Dad got remarried. UD can't leave us yet. The wounds are too fresh.
That's the first funny one.
And then finally, UD needs to be celebrated in person. At the very least, Udonis Haslem needs to come back and give Heat fans a chance to celebrate him in person. Wade had one last dance. UD needs one last run. Heat fans haven't been able to see many games in person over the last 18 months because of the pandemic. Give them a heads up. This will be your last season, and let them spend the entire year celebrating your incredible run in the 305.
You know what? That swung me.
That's what I'm saying. I read it this morning because I was like, either way, like whatever UD wants to do. I read all 11 of these. And I said, you know what? There's not a weak point in the 11. They all make sense for UD to come back.
Yes. And the money side of it, like that whole – and you know what? It's funny. I tried to go do some research on like the teams that are still playing, how deep are they going on their bench. Nobody goes to 15.
No one.
Yeah, 9 and 10 is as deep as
Youssefi
these
writes
go.
It in here. If you go to 15, you're in trouble.
Yeah, sorry, team.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. A veteran practice squad guy, because that's what he does. He helps them practice and develop players. You know what? Y'all swung me.
Solana?
One more year. One more year.
I'm not even with one more year.
One more year.
Play till 80.
Good grief. Man, you got kids.
Took a turn for the ugly there. All right, there you go. That Ryan Youssefi wrote that in the Miami New Times.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.